Teams work toward the priority of getting God's Word into the Middle Eastern people's heart languages. The microenterprise model might help ministries rebuild war-torn nations, and changing attitudes open new doors for ministry in Ghana. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Bliss. We begin today in the Middle East, where the conflict has raged for more than 3 weeks and doesn't appear to be slowing. But Bruce Smith of Wycliffe Associates urges believers to look at the situation with new perspective. There are almost 100 languages in the region, and they see Bible translation as a major need.
Behind the scenes, there are people working hard to get Scripture translated into all of the languages that are there. And to recognize the complexity, it's not just a matter of Jews and Arabs. It's not a simple either-or. It's a very complex mosaic of cultures and languages and perspectives. So let's pray intelligently.
Is there hope for peace and reconciliation? Smith says, ultimately, that's why they're there.
The truth of the Word of God is probably the only ultimate solution. Economic solutions, political solutions, all of these other things that have been tried and failed are probably going to fall to the wayside, and ultimately it's only going to be the changes in men's hearts that's really going to change the situation in the Middle East.
Next, recovering from war can take a country years. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship's John Terrell believes that microenterprise development is one of the most effective vehicles toward that transformation. He was recently in the Central African Republic showing how, but says the model still holds true for any country struggling in war recovery.
When you don't have lots of legal stability and political stability, in many ways you want to come under the radar screen and incubate the work of entrepreneurs to begin to rebuild the climate economically. So oftentimes in situations that are really unstable, microenterprise development would be kind of a first stage initiative.
As the teams begin focusing their work on micro-industry, they also keep the greater ministry in mind.
Many of the folks involved in this movement are really concerned and are motivated primarily by spiritual transformation. They want to see people grow in their relationship with Jesus. They want to be a part of expanding the work of the kingdom of God in these parts of the world.
You're listening to Mission Network News. In Ghana, as in other third world countries, to be physically disabled is to be a beggar. But there are changing attitudes, thanks to groups like Oasis of Love Institute. Oasis's Ambrose Brennan says Christ set the example they're following.
The government of Ghana has recently allotted a portion of money to help the handicapped. We've opened up the Center for the Handicapped Association to hold their meetings here. This is allowing them to share. There's other opportunities for us. So we really feel like we're imparting a real hope to some of the handicapped students that they need for.
Brennan shares one need.
We really are believing God that some way we can acquire a van or a means of transportation for the handicapped students. We know that would really, really assist them to come to the classes and some of the other programs we have. So that'd be great if people could just pray for the finances here and also that God would open up a way we could purchase a van.
Meanwhile, Every Child Ministries is nearly three-fifths of the way toward meeting their 21st anniversary goal for a new building. The team remains dedicated to offering the hope of Jesus to at-risk African children, but desperately needs a more adequate facility to serve as their mission central or international headquarters. The growth over the last 20 years has reached the point where lack of space is seriously holding them back from taking advantage of opportunities God's placed in their path. And the Evangelical Free Church Mission has designated this year's KID Project as Send a Jeep to Congo. This project can be used for vacation Bible school, Sunday school, or simply as a kid's project. It's a means of getting children involved early in the world of missions. They'll work toward raising the funds for a Jeep construct slated at $8,000. The vehicle will serve missionaries in areas of remote access who need four-wheel drive for field work. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. HCJB World Radio is making available the CD, First Fruits, classical guitar music that'll take you on a musical journey with the Lord Jesus. Get your free copy by calling our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's music that'll provide a great background for your quiet time. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.